USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Day two of the confirmation hearing for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh has just gotten underway. Judiciary Panel Chairman Republican Chuck Grassley saying in his opening remarks,
Democratic senators interrupted the hearing 63 times before lunch, and in the audience, 70 people were arrested yesterday who were following their lead. All probably very constitutionally prepared to do that, doing what the Constitution says, the right of freedom of speech. Yesterday was just an opening statement.
That the sound is the first of what's already been several demonstrators interrupting the proceedings was led out of the hearing room. Gordon's now a tropical depression, but still a rainmaker for much of the southern U.S. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Arizona's governor announcing who'll replace the late Republican Senator John McCain.
As I contemplated who could best serve our state in the U.S. Senate, I kept coming back to one name and one person, John Kyle.
Governor Doug Ducey noting that Kyle served alongside McCain during his 18 years in the Senate. Kyle retired in 2013.
As much as I love this job and will always love this city and its residents, I've decided not to seek re-election.
That was the announcement from Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel, the Democrat saying he won't run again, even though he'd vowed he would for months. Emanuel has faced a lot of criticism lately for not taking a tougher stance on violence in the Windy City. An upset in a Democratic primary in Massachusetts yesterday as 10-term Congressman Mike Capuano was defeated by Boston Councilwoman Ayanna Pressley. And this is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Five people charged in connection with a New Mexico compound where a toddler was found dead are due in court today to face federal gun charges. The group was arraigned yesterday and will have detention and preliminary hearings this morning. They were arrested last month when police raided the compound in northern New Mexico and found 11 malnourished children, as well as the body of a 3-year-old boy. Child abuse charges were dropped, though, against the group last week because prosecutors missed a processing deadline. That's when federal authorities came in with new charges. The National Association of Police Organizations calling for a boycott of Nike. In a letter to Nike CEO Mark Parker, the group representing nearly a 250,000 officers said it is upset with the choice of Colin Kaepernick to be the new face of Nike's Just Do It ad campaign. The former San Francisco 49ers quarterback started to generate controversy 2 years ago when he started kneeling during the national anthem before games in protest of what he claimed was police brutality and the treatment of minorities. And the University of South Carolina is now taking steps to address what it calls a national crisis, the school announcing it's offering the anti-overdose drug Narcan at its on-campus pharmacy. The drug is used to save the lives of people suffering from opioid overdose. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.